So now as she says, Nitru Militame Oid Mishun has no Tumas Novela, Vyatra Pisha Surum Bachidum Sosa Bachil Gramino Vahim Makasha, with the boss of a sorta trefa, that this limb that's hanging, it's also teat, but a Midain Novela Tiro becomes Torah Tumas Novela. The Enshkita at the nipple. When you made a Shkita, we don't consider like it fell off before the Shkita, and therefore it's Hukshu, it has no Tumor on it. So Nishkata, the Mishnah says, Nishkata Behema, Hukshu Abudamel. So the Pshat, it has no Tumas Novela, but our core point was an Eichel, and the Shkita, the Dam, or the Shkita was Machshu of the Kabotuma. That you made a Shkita, and the Dam of the Shkita comes out on the Behema, it's Machshu even this Eivor, the Kabotuma. So for the Hechsher part, that's still a cold attached to the Behema. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon Meir, Loi Hechsher, no, it doesn't help you. The Dam of the Behema, if not Hechsher, it doesn't help you, the Kabotuma. Loi Hechsher. But since it's already hanging, it's not called part of the Behema, so the Shechita, the Dam, will not be Machshuret. Meisa Behema, let's say Behema dies, so HaBosa Tzorech Hechsher. Rashi says, "Meisa behema bosom is nedaldlo. Tzor hechsher kabotumim in asheretz. And we hechsher mishin nedaldlo. The tumas novela inbukt. The yomer behema makasha. The misa is a nipple. Again, also, if you had this limb or the piece of meat that was hanging off the behema, so when the behema dies, we say misa is a nipple. Means when it dies, we consider as if it came off before it was dead. So it's not called a part of a novela." But since it's not a novella, it has no tumor, it doesn't have any tumor on it. Rashi says, like a porush mechayim, it's like came off a mechayim. Or bosa, a porush menachay tor, and meat that comes off from a live behema is tor. So therefore here, when the animal dies, so then this piece of meat now is a regular piece of meat, and therefore it's tor hechsher. You have to have water come upon it first before it can make a tumor. It's tor hechsher. Ha'ever metame mishumeva menachay. This is only the piece of meat. What about if an aver, a whole limb, was hanging? And then when the animal dies, so we consider as if it came off when it was still alive. It's like oysa nipple, it came off when it was still alive, but it has its own tumor. Aver, menachai, has tumor on it. So if the whole limb came off, that's tame. So that's called the aver, metame mishum aver menachai. But v'yeni metame mishum aver nevela. But a din of a nevela doesn't have. Because when the animal dies, it's oysa nipple. It means that we consider as if it fell off before it died. Therefore, it wouldn't have any tumas nevela. Nevela mustam is more chomer. And the more we'll talk about what's the difference between the tumah of a nevela, the tumah of a tumah eva minachai. The more we'll talk about this. Yeah. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Shimon Metayim, Shimon says no, Shimon holds its tor, and we'll see exactly why. What is no tumas eva minachai over here? Yeah. Yes, that's the law of the Mishnah about an aver and about a bosom of the dolim. A limb of the animal, we're talking about the animal's alive, and a limb or a piece of meat of it was hanging off it. So what halacha do these pieces have? Yeah. So now the Gemara says, Tumas Eichlin, so the Rashi of the Mishnah said again that this aver, a bosom of the dolim, a behemoth, metame mitumas Eichlin. Then we claim, even though they're still attached to the animal is still alive, and this limb or the piece of meat is still attached, but still, since it's hanging, it's medudu, so if so, it has a shame oichel on it. And it'll have a weed makabu tumas oichlin. So Morris says, tumas oichlin in, tumas novela loy. But the mice is not cold dead yet, it doesn't have any tumas novela. Rashi is loy heavy katlushin. It's not still like it's detached completely. Letami or aver, kisha aver mincha. Call partner like let the aver have tum like any other aver mincha. That we don't say. Yeah. So why? Because it's still cold attached a little bit. So again, the idea is tumas oichlin in tumas nevela loy. Hechidam, what are we talking about over here? I demalin arucha. If this piece of limb or the piece of meat can still become healthy again and grow back again and be part of the animal already, if so, then I feel tumas oichlin namino latami. It shouldn't even have tumas oichlin. If it become healthy and grow back again to be part of it, so it shouldn't be anything then. Yeah, it could be like put back, so it shouldn't. It should be called a behema. It shouldn't be called an oichel. LMIV, DA, Mal, Maruch, if it's cut off so much already that it can't become healthy, it can't grow back again anymore, it is so Tumas Nevela, Namilatamu, should even have Tumas Nevela then? Tumas Nevela, Namilatamu, should yeah. So, Moses Le'elam, the Torah says, DA, Mal, Maruch, no, Lemais, it's cut off enough this limb and this piece of meat that it won't grow back again. it won't come back to be healthy again. Since so, the question is then, why doesn't it have Tumas Nevela? If it has Tumas Oichlen, why can't it have Tumas Nevela? See, in Tzuruz Vishani, Tumas Nevela, the Rachmon Om, the Torah says, Ki Yipol, means that she Yipol, Mamash has to fall off. It means it has to be dead completely. Rashi says, keep him in the blossom. Ainli Korin Nevela, at she Yipol, the Gamri, till it falls completely. The Gabish Rotzim Ksiv, the Eva Menachai did too, Nami Netama, and Eva Menachai, the person of Kiyipa has to fall off completely. Didn't fall off completely, you don't have it. Tani Nami Yochi, we learn this also. Tani Nami Yochi. Ha'ever vihabosa hamududolim. We have a limb, or the piece of meat, that's hanging, the behemoth. Umorim v'chut ha'sara. It's only hanging, it's only attached, it's mamish a little thread that's all still attached with. So, mamish v'chut ha'sara, like a thread, like a hair. That's how thin it is, we're still attached to the body. Yochel, I would have thought to say, so your time of Tumas Nevela, it's come out like off already, can't become healthy anymore. Maybe it's called like it's off completely, should have Tumas Nevela also. On this note, Talmud, the Pesach says, Yipol Achi Yipol, has to fall off completely. Even though it doesn't have Tumas Nevela, but Tumas Eichlin Metamai, but Tumas Eichlin has an Eichlin, it's called already, and therefore if it has Hechsher with a Sheretz, it'll become Tamai. So this thing more says, Mesal al Rabbi Chiya Barashi, the proof of Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Tiyam Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Yom Hashmolim Shmuel, Teinim, Shetzomku Biyaveyim, we have these teinim, we have these figs, Shetzomku, like they're dried up, Biyaveyim, they're still in the twig, they're still attached, but on the tree, it like dried up. Rashi says, Shiyof Shubilon, it's dried up on the tree. So metamatumas eichlin, right now it's metamatumas eichlin, even though it's attached to the tree, but since it's dried up already, it has a shem eichel on it. V'yatolosh men b'shabes chayev chattis, but if somebody would pull off this fig on Shabbos, it would be chayev chattis. Rashi says, im lo yovshu uktseim, if the ukas, if the stem didn't dry up. Alma, what do we see? Afagav min yishabes mechubam is called attached. But in the Tumas Eichlin, it's not called attached. You see, Tumas Eichlin, you can still be attached to a Baal Chai, and it's still called an Eichel. Yeah. Smur says, let me bring you proof. Let me Messiah, I'll bring you proof to Shmuel. Let me Messiah, it says like this. Yerokos shetzom could be a vein. The same thing. You have vegetables that dried up, be a vein where it's growing. Kegoin, hakruv, or cabbage. We had las, a pumpkin. A metama Tumas Eichlin. Has no Tumas Eichlin. Cuts it some, let's say you cut them more of the yosh, and then they dried up. But Tamas Tumas Eichlin. Cut for the more cut it some, you cut them more of the yosh, and they dried up. It's like a daipach. Like, how could you think about that? The ram is dried up already, so it's biyamahu. Like, yes, you cut it off, and it's dried up. It's ramish eight, it's not edible anymore. So, why should it be Matamas Tumas Eichlin? For Yom Rabbis, it says like this. Be al menas liyavshim. Tell me now, you cut it off, al menas to let it dry off. Dry up, but right now when you cut it off when it was wet, when it was like fresh. Amanat liyavshem, yeah. So even the chiddush, even though it's not oymid lemaichol, it's not oymid teat. Bone it to come into an eight like a glass that they make kelim out of it. You let it dry up a pumpkin, make a kli out of it. Still cold zman, it's wet like it could be makabel tuma. That's the chiddush over here. That's what he's saying. What the amanat liyavshem. Now, taima, what's the reason over here? The kruv with lasso. Only a vegetable, cabbage and a pumpkin. Kivan, the yavshon, since they're dry, lav bnei achilinu. Nobody eats them anymore. So that's why, even though they're attached to the tree, we say it's not called an eichel, because nobody eats them. They're dried up like a tree. If they're too dry, you don't eat them. Mashmu the hosha peris, other type of peris, mitami, that even though they're still attached to the tree, but since lemaisa, even though it's dry, but it's edible. Since it's edible a little bit, it's still called a tree, and it would be mekabel tuma, even though it's attached to the tree. That's a raya to Shmuel, that even though it's still attached, it would have a tuma seichlin. Hechidim, what's the case talking about? If it dried up with its stem, pshita, that's not mekabel tuma. What's the what are we talking about now? They said the chiddush here by the crew of this cabbage and this pumpkin, that's not makabel tuma. If it dried up so much, so then what's the chiddush? Rashi says the even the garbage Shabbos is called lushin heim. So pshita is makabel tuma. The tumeya. What do you have to read it for? Yeah. El lav below yitzein, just the fruit dried up, but not with its stem. El lav below yitzein, or mishum diukad day itzrach lemisnayu. The after pid linyan Shabbos and chuboron hein, linyan tumat lushenayin kiddush Shmuel. Behind the masala, that's the proof. Shmuel says no. Atel liyodim could be no hein v'yuktsayim, could be no both dried up, them with the stem. And the chiddush is then the kotz and amanat liyav shenitzach. Could be the same as the chiddush over here. Rashi liyodim hein v'yuktsayim, that it dried up its stem also. Ah, you had a question then. What's the kamashmo and the chur pshit even for Shabbos yipoto? So chiddush was the sefer that you cut them off when they dry, when they're wet, but our manas to let them dry out. So you have no daft heat them at all. That's the chiddush to them a kabbutum. Toshma, come and bring your proof. Don't know it. Says Elon shenifshach, and Elon Rashi says nitlash that was uprooted. Bimenu anaf, you pulled off a branch off a tree, and on that branch there are fruits. So uvoy peres, there are fruits on the branch. Is a rare conclusion. All the peres are called that cut off ready. You can pull them off now on Shabbos. Yavshu, what's going to be the time the branch dried up, or the peres on the tree dried up, and it's still mechubah, still attached? The locha is a rare mechubarim. They're still called attached. So if it will be off, take it off on Shabbos. So now, my love doesn't mean to say my tolushin lechol devrayim, af mechubah lechol devrayim. Chutz mashma, just like tolushin means completely, so mechubah also means lechol devrayim. So the mashma, even though it's tumah, it's also called attached. You see, it won't be mekabel tumah. So there's no mid either. Who said who? Mid either are talking the same thing. Hokadis, hokadis, each one by itself. When it says tolushin, that's completely. When it says it's mechubarim, it's only mechubah v'yuchas Shabbos. But v'yuchas tumah and chnami, it could be v'yuchas tumah, it will be mekabel tumah seichlin. Since it's dried up, it's not called an eichel anymore. Now it says the mishnah nishchta behema. If you made a shchita on the behema, so shalos the huchsha b'demeho. Does the blood of the shchita machsha this eivra that was hanging off or not? So what's the mechubah ma'ikam mitzlagi? Or marabah b'behema nasa siyad li'evaka mitzlagi? Could the behema itself be like a yad to the eivra? No, the behema can't be a yad to the eiver. So the dam shchita was machshav the behema, but not the eiver, and the behema can't help for the eiver, for the limb. Or masav the yes behema nas the yad the eiver. So old behema could be like a yad, could be like a handle to the eiver. So once you have a hechsher on the behema, that hechsher on the behema would help for the yad also. Yeah. All right. Turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Abai Rabbi says could be the oiches bikoton v'yein godol oily moi. That is it. The oiches bikoton v'yein godol oily moi can address the machlokes. We hold on to the smaller part, and that's not strong enough to bring up the bigger part. Is it so called attached or not? Like over here, if you hold on this limb or the meat that's hanging, the rest of the behemoth won't come up with it. But if you grab hold of the behemoth, this limb would come with it. So masav our oiches bekotem, we hold on to the cotton, the limb. V'yein god loyli mine, the behemoth won't come up with it. Hareyo kamo, it's still called like it. It's still called attached, and therefore the hechsher on the behemoth, the shchita, the dam on the one on the behemoth, helps for the eiver. Or masav no ain't a kamo, since you can't pick it up together, it's not called attached, and therefore the hechsher only helps on the behemoth and not on the eiver. There was a Viaf, Rabbi Yochanan also survived, that's the Machlokes over here. The Yochanan's Bekot and being godly, only in my commitment, that's the Machlokes with the Gee. The Rabbi Yochanan in Rome, the Rameh, the Rameh, because Rabbi Yochanan has to see us in Rameh. That me, Yomer, is the truth, you say, me, Rameh, Yochanan's Bekot, we hold on to the small one. The Yochanan's Godly, only in my, how are you, Kemayu, it is called Kemayu, that Rameh says in the Mishnah, Mishchata Behema, Hochshu Bedemeh, that the Hechshu Behema helps. For the Adam, to see, even though you hold on to the small one, you can't bring up the big one, it's still considered attached. But in the middle, I have a question. It says, Oicho, Shenifra Samura Beniksas, the piece of meat, whatever it is, that got cut in here, it's only attached to a small piece. The Meiraimer, it depends. Yemoichis, the cut in the Gondolin, only my Harekamo. If you hold on to the small piece, they'll bring up the big piece, then it's called attached. The Yemrav Enikamo, so it's a stero. And on this, Yom Rav Yochanan Mechlepas Hashita. So again, you see clearly, that's what Rav Yochanan learns. Rav Yochanan learns So here that's the machlokes over here. The machlokes, the mishnah between the meyo is if you hold on to the small one and the big one does not come up and they're still called attached, or maybe no, it's not called attached. Again, the last shalom was what the Mishnah says when you shech this behema that has the aver hamadudul, the aver is hanging. So the machlokes Ramei says it's hukshah kabatuma, and Rabbi Shimon says no, it's not hukshah. So the last gemara was that Rabbi Yochanan said the machlokes was if you hold the small one and it doesn't pick up the big one, is it called attached or not? That's the machlokes. Some more broader proof for this, I'll bring you proof that's the machlokes. You see, Rabbi Yochanan himself was the one that asked the steer in Rabbi Meir. Okay, last gemara was he asked the question, is it true that a miyam Rabbi Meir eiches bekotnam v'yengod lo limoy hareo komayu? That Rabbi Meir says now Mishnah, yes, even though if you pick up this Avram Adudol, it would not pick up the big behemoth, still it's called attached, and therefore the hechsher on the big behemoth helps for this Aver. Is that true? Or a minute, I have a question. It says, oichol shenifras, a food that was cut in half-like, it's attached a little bit, the strings there are still like attaching them. Yeah, if you have from, here's the shal of truma, if you have from food that was divided here, and it's still attached a part of it,